We all pretty much know what a Walmart supercenter looks like. Aisles for days. Well, Walmart Express stores run 10 to 15,000 square feet. That's one-tenth the size of a supercenter.
How y'all doing today?
Good.
Danielle Palmer manages the Walmart Express in Snow Hill. The IGA across the street has been closed for more than 3 years, and the nearest Walmart supercenter is in Kinston.
It's like, I felt like it was made for me. You know, it was back down home, very small, where I can really know every single one of my associates and every single customer that visits us on a daily basis.
These Walmart Express stores are basically grocery stores with a pharmacy and a few extras. Serena Sturdivant shops at the new Snow Hill store often.
I only just come just to get, like, when I got to get a couple of things. It's convenient, quick, easy. When you just
what did you get today?
Oh, french fries and chicken tenders and sugar.
There are plans to build 3 more Walmart Express stores in North Carolina by the end of the year. Ronnie Hayes is the regional VP for Walmart in North Carolina. He says there is a void to fill when small communities are 20 or more miles from a Walmart supercenter.
So we see this as an opportunity to come into this community and offer them not only affordable but healthy food options. And let's face it today, I mean, with the gas prices and everything else, you know, I think our customers are going to appreciate that.
What customers appreciate these days are low prices and convenience. And analysts say smaller, convenient-sized dollar stores like Dollar General, Dollar Tree, and Family Dollar have weathered the down economy better than Walmart. Family Dollar, headquartered just outside Charlotte, has been making a lot of money for its shareholders. The company recently reported its 16th consecutive quarter of double-digit earnings per share growth. Kylie Rollins is VP of Communications and Investor Relations for Family Dollar.
Our stores are pretty small, so on average they're about 7,400 square feet. You know, you can get in and out of a Family Dollar in less than 10 minutes.
Rollins says customers spend about $10 per visit. She says they're not worried about Walmart Express.
We've operated stores for more than 50 years. And, you know, Walmart is certainly a formidable competitor and someone we always have to be aware of. They serve our customer. You know, I think Walmart probably serves, you know, almost every customer today.
It's hard to ignore the world's largest retailer. So far, Walmart has opened fewer than a dozen Walmart Express stores in Arkansas, North Carolina, and Chicago. They say more are on the way. Family Dollar is on track to open close to 500 new stores this year. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.